You're listening to the SFM Market Update. It's 24 minutes after 6. Over the last few years, there's been significant increase in debit orders processed to bank accounts without permission from consumers or particular customer. And this problem has become so prevalent that the South African Reserve Bank requested the Payments Association of South Africa to find some kind of solution. And they happened to find one, and it's called DebiCheck. I spoke to Walter Volker. He's the CEO of the Payments Association of South Africa for more.
Yes, it's been an ongoing problem, unfortunately, from two sides. The one is there are users that are abusing the system. We call them rogue users that introduce unauthorized or unmandated debit orders. But at the same time, what's making the statistical review of the prevalence of this difficult is that many consumers are abusing the system as well. Mm. By disputing perfectly legitimate debit orders just to get their money back. Generally, it's consumers that are under pressure financially, and this is an easy way to just get some cash flow going. So the actual prevalence of fraud is difficult to determine. The number of disputes are in the region of 1.1 million disputes per month, in comparison to about 52 million transactions. So I'd say it's in the region of, for NADA, probably about 9% of the volumes are disputed.
When it comes to these unauthorized debit orders, how does it work? Does someone sell off your banking details, or is it a card phishing thing? I've always been confused as to how is it that a debit order goes through and, you know, it doesn't raise an alarm at first.
The modus operandi vary quite considerably. The worst is obviously when a rogue organization gets hold of a debit order list, mm-hmm. and they could steal it or buy it from virtually any company that generates debit orders, for their company. It could be, ranging from a trade union to a normal insurance company or even a gym, and people inside those organizations might mm-hmm. sell them off. That's probably an extreme form. Another one is where a call center just gets hold of a database and they start phoning people and promising them all kinds of wonderful products, and in that way get their bank details and authorization to deduct funds from them, but then obviously they don't deliver on the promise of the product. So that the latter part is quite prevalent. There are quite a lot of these small call center operators that do that, and they create tremendous problems in the system as well.
And I'm guessing as a result of this this huge problem, as you describe it, the South African Reserve Bank, approached you guys as the Payments Association to find a solution, and you have, and it's called DebiCheck. Tell me about it.
Well, I must say we've been busy with measures over a long period of time to try and get rid of these rogues. We have gotten rid of quite a lot of them. But the big project that we started more than 3 years ago already is called DebiCheck. And what it's all about is ensuring that before a debit order comes off your account, you would have been requested by your own bank to provide an electronic mandate. And it could come in various forms, but the most obvious one is obviously being requested via your cell phone to authorize that a particular merchant has got the authority to deduct from your account a specific amount, the frequency of those deductions, the date, etc. And once you've authorized it electronically, your bank would then put it onto their mandates database. And when a debit order comes through at the end of every month, if it doesn't match the mandates database, it wouldn't go through at all. Mm. And obviously the benefit to the consumer is that at any stage you could go onto your account and then check which debit orders have been authorized on your particular mandates database. So that's really what we're busy building at the moment, and mm-hmm. in fact are in pilot mode as we speak.
And when do you think you'll be, satisfied with the performance of it at this stage before we can actually go full scale and launch it?
Yeah. Well, the plan is that hopefully from about March onwards, we can start ramping up. And so at the moment, we're testing it not just technically, but also the business processes, the consumer friendliness of it, etc. So there are various aspects to test. And it's not just a banking system, but any company that wants to generate debit orders has to be able to electronically interface with their particular bank. So it's a really a huge project. So the plan is, if things go well, is to start ramping up from about February, March this year, and then it would continue ramping up until we've migrated towards February next year. And if the system is stable enough, we would then switch off the NATO system or any early debit order system at that stage, and then only debit check transactions would be accepted for the early window at that stage. At the moment, we're not looking at normal debit orders, but only at switching early debit orders, because that's where the big problem is at the moment.
So how do consumers get a hold of DebiCheck? Is it like an app that I can download, or is it something that is launched from my bank?
Each bank will be slightly different, but I think most banks would probably make available an app. But obviously, it has to be prevalent enough that even a consumer or a bank customer with a normal feature phone would be able to participate. So even a normal USSD or SMS capability on a cell phone would be able to authorize a debit check. Obviously, if you've got a smartphone, an app would be even better. But we don't want to exclude anybody. So the range of options for various consumers we have made as wide as possible.
That's Walter Volker, who is the CEO of the Payments Association of South Africa. That's it from me, Nastasia Aronson, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team. Good night.